With me in the studio tonight is Barbara Everett Heintz. She has written a book called Pink Honeysuckle. The book describes her journey from a young girl growing up in Appalachia to meeting her husband in D.C. and settling down in Cincinnati. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much, Lee. I'm thrilled. It was a wonderful life here for 30 years. So the book was written as we moved to San Francisco when my husband became disabled after playing with the Cincinnati Symphony. I did nursing all over the city, so there's a lot of families that I've taken care of around here. I had been waiting for years to write this book, and finally I sat down on my 60th birthday and started it.
Let's start at the beginning of the book. Where were you born and when?
I was born in northern Alabama, the very southernmost end of the Appalachian chain, which is called Sand Mountain. When you stand on top of Sand Mountain and look down into the gorges, then you're for the most part probably looking at Tennessee.
Well, you say there are four groups of Appalachian folks. Could you differentiate?
We in our community were sort of divided up among these groups. The poor who could not help themselves, could not keep their homes together. The children were running around haphazard, unclean. The parents were perhaps drunk. If the kids made it to school, great. Next, we had the clean poor, and that's sort of where my folks fit in, that we kept all that we had, what little it was, as neat as we possibly could. Our food might have had a fly flying over it, but not in it. Our clothes were washed. Our bodies were washed. Next, we get to the middle-class, church-going, regular folks might have a nice house out on the road somewhere, really nice by our standards, a three-bedroom. The living room might be included as a bedroom. And then you had community people that you did not know that would actually take your ballots at the voting box and put them in whichever box they wanted them to go. And those people had probably been in that area of Alabama, Tennessee, for 100 years and had run things. They had managed to get past the Civil War with a little money in their pocket. It seems odd that I can go back to the Civil War, but actually my great-grandfather was in the Alabama 22nd.
Well, I loved your book.
Thank you.
Could you read from page 286? I just love that passage.
I would be glad to. I believe that if you grow up in Tennessee and the southern states, that you learn from an early age to be amazed at the glorious scent of fresh rain upon the earth. The woods fill with the red buds first, then come the dogwoods, and no explanation outside of something holy is going to convince you that a dogwood has not had a holy past. It comes with Easter and is usually hardy enough to withstand a little cold. Throughout most of the woodlands where they grow, you may gather them, peek at the flowers, and marvel that you are holding a sign that there is a promised land and that heaven is that moment while you stand under those wild and majestic trees and watch the earth and woodland floors become a carpet of blooms, from violets to mountain laurel and the pink honeysuckle. It is almost springtime again, and there may be ice on the mountains, but the warm days are coming. You can still find refreshing spring waters if you know the right place to look. There are houses with porches and swings in the hollow, even now and then to swing on a front porch and to watch the winter world fade and to see bunnies scampering from some playful dog. Those are the gifts that I remember. That passage is special to me, for those are the kinds of things that keep you going. When people ask, how did you live that life? You immerse yourself into what is wonderful. And in my case, it was often nature and just the gifts of going out to the woods alone.
There were all kinds of issues with your family, sexual abuse, your mother was mentally ill, yet there were moments of joy. Could you talk about the importance of flowers, mason jars, and the title of the book, Pink Honeysuckle?
Oh, absolutely. There was one day in spring, which you could never predict when it was going to happen. It would always be a Sunday. And for some reason, my sisters and I would know that that was the day that we were going to make Mama happy. We made her happy because we did what she once did for her mother as a girl. We would take a long walk into a pine thicket. It was below several hills. And in that pine thicket, there grew dogwood and pink honeysuckle and the wild violets. But especially the pink honeysuckle, we could make rings from it. We could suck the little buds that were sweet to taste. And we would start picking them, just breaking off limbs, because there was endless pink honeysuckle, much more pink than you would find at the nursery, because the pine thickets acted as somewhat of a cover, so they were vividly pink, and we would gather the pink honeysuckle, the dogwood, and some violets and take them home. And Mom knew just what to do. She would get out mason jars. And so we would go through putting those flowers in mason jars. The whole house smelled wonderful. And for a mother who was ill and unable to be happy, this was a day of joy. She actually let us be little girls on those days. So when thinking of the title of the book, it wasn't hard, because all of a sudden I saw the picture of that one happy day that would occur some Sunday every year.
Are you writing anything else now that you've finished this book?
I have been exhausted since I finished this book, but I want to go a little more deeply into not just my life, but other lives and how things progressed for other people that I knew. Obviously, I have to be very careful to keep things personal and private. Even in this book, I changed my sister's names because they wanted nothing to do with it, except for my youngest sister, who wrote me a wonderful review. The older sisters took the Southern attitude of, that's all past, that happened, no one needs to know about this. And I feel exactly the opposite. So I somehow want to say that this book, I embroidered my story into it, but this is thousands and thousands of people.
We've been speaking with Barbara Everett Heintz about her book, Pink Honeysuckle. You can find a link on our website, wvxu.org. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you so much, Lee. It's been a privilege to be with you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.